Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2090, Edgar's Reyes Hernandez.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a shop for a painting business and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.4583 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Zora Road, approximately 748 feet west of Gravel Hill Road. The 911 address is 25203 Zora Road, Georgetown. The tax map is District 234, Map 13, Parcel 30.01. Staff would note that we did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District regarding the soils types and soil items on the property. We also received the service level evaluation back from DLDOT that did not require a conditional use, and there was a staff analysis submitted for the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hernandez, please come forward. Please state your name for the record.
Melanie Cervantes.
And Edgar Reyes.
Okay, would you pull the microphone down? Okay.
Edgar Reyes Hernandez.
Okay, thank you. You heard what our director said. Do you have anything you'd like to add in behalf of your application? No? Okay, let's see if we have any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins. Okay. Ms. Howie Stevenson?
It's a painting business that it would just be the office for this, or?
Yeah, it would be like a shop where we have all our own material and also the office.
But you'd be actually going out to do your painting business. It's not people bringing stuff in to be painted. Okay. Thank you. That's all I needed.
Welcome.
Wheatley?
Yes, thank you. Looking at your current site plan, there's an existing shop there. Was that something you had built, or was it already there when you acquired the property?
Okay. It was something that we built, okay. But yeah.
Okay. And was that built to accommodate the painting business? Was that built for the painting business?
Yeah.
Okay. How many trucks and other vehicles do you have?
From 10 to 15.
And how many employees?
Like around 25.
Okay. And do they all report to work at this site in the morning?
Just the one who needs the materials.
Okay, so there are 10 or 15 vehicles. Do the vehicles don't come back to the shop every day, or do the vehicles come back to the shop every day?
Not all of them.
Okay, about how many trucks are coming and going each day?
During the morning, it's like 10 or 15.
Okay. And what kind of hours of operation? What time of the morning do you start?
7 o'clock in the morning.
7, okay. So normal work day, so 4 or 5 in the afternoon, something like that?
Yeah, around 5:30. But not all of them come back to the shop.
Right.
They go to their houses.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Russell. That's all for now.
Mr. Rhodes?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Are you open, what, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday?
Monday to Saturday.
And would you prefer to have a sign? If we allowed you to have a sign, would you like to have a sign out front, or you don't need one?
Because There's something new. It's fine.
Okay. How large is your lot there? How large is there? Can you tell Bob on that?
It's almost an acre.
1 acre?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Walls, do you have any questions?
None for me, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr.
And just to clarify, it's almost 1.5 acres in size.
Yeah.
It's 1.4.
Right. Mr. Robertson?
Just talk a little bit about what's around there, what the other uses are, how other properties are used.
We have an acre, and then we have a daycare on the side, but you're talking just in general or property, or?
Well, are there any other businesses or commercial uses or anything around this property?
No.
There's an upholstery place down the street, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a daycare there, right?
Yeah, next to the house.
Okay, yeah. That's all the questions I have.
Okay. Just take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application, okay? There was anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2090, Edgar Hernandez. Is there anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2090? Yes, ma'am, or sir. One at a time, or if you're together, you can both come up.
A good man always needs somebody telling him what to say.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for allowing us to approach the commission. I'm John Engel. This is my wife, Joan. We are neighbors to Reyes at 25225 Zor Road. We have some concerns. I mean, great neighbors. Don't get me wrong. Great neighbors as far as that goes. But as far as business goes, it's not something that area is actually for. It's all agriculture surrounding us. We have neighbors on one side, the Reyes is on the other. Across the street is a cornfield. Down the street are cornfields. There's no other commercial businesses at all on this road until you get almost to Speedway Road where they're building a new roundabout. And that's a commercial business, been there for years, a fiberglass boat repair. Other than that, there's no commercial businesses at all along this road. Since this is a conditional use, I'm rather surprised, since Mr. Reyes is a licensed and insured painting contractor, why he would need a conditional use for his property that he's been occupying and working out of since they moved it in there.
How long ago was that?
3 years.
We purchased our property in 2013, and they moved in, I guess, close to the end of 2014. In that property, at which time was a residence and a shed that was on the property that, according to the diagram, is listed as the existing building. It's off on the far side. A little more than a year ago, they completed the construction of a 30 by 40 metal pole barn on a concrete slab and been operating basically the business out of that since that point in time. Being an old guy and retired, I'm up every morning by 5 o'clock. So when the trucks start coming in between 5:45 and 6 o'clock in the morning, and I hear the ladders being shuffled to be moved to the job and, you know, whatever the equipment they need to go, his people are always pleasant. Never a problem at all with that. But this is not a commercial business area. If I wanted to live next to an industrial park, I would have bought a place next to a commercial business in an industrial park. This is a residential area. And that's pretty much the bottom line. Like I said, they're very nice and respectful neighbors. Their employees are very nice to us. You know, the interactions we've had, we have no problem at all whatsoever with that. But with the erection of this 30 by 40 shed, that's also created a problem on our end of the property. Now we flood every time it rains. Prior to the erection of this, and somebody must have come out and granted them building permits and done surveys, now that the elevation is raised, my property floods every time it rains. And I get no relief from that, especially since it comes up to within 3 feet of my foundation, where it never did before. You know, we put a lot of time and effort and trying to keep our properties straight. The Hernandez, or I'm sorry, the Reyes, they do a good job of maintaining their property to keep it respectful to the neighborhood, and they've been very good like that, but this has created some issues. The transportation issue with their help coming in to get the equipment, they're in, they're out, they're in, they're out, from 6 in the morning till sometimes 7 o'clock at night. I mean, people work overtime, that's understandable, but these are long days, and this is the only commercial business, and unfortunately, it just happens to be my direct neighbor. And he and his family, like I said, are really decent people. We have nothing at all against them. It's just the idea that this is not a place for a commercial business or a commercial enterprise. If you've got 25 or more employees, you don't belong right next to a neighbor who has no business or any other enterprise like that. And yeah, you know, spent a lot of years getting to this point to be able to retire to come down here. And when we finally did, we picked a decent piece of property that was just that, away from the hustle and bustle. I don't know if any of you are from Newcastle County, but I lived there all my life. And this was a dream come true coming down here, not having to deal with all of that conflict every single day. So that's pretty much all that I have to say on the matter. Joan, do you have anything? Or?
As John stated, we have some water table issues on the side of our house. Every time it does rain, and it rains proficiently, the water table raises, and it raises right on our side and their side now. So it's on both, and it almost goes to where our house is. It's probably a foot from our house. There is problems with their employees. They currently have 40 to 42 employees.
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm not trying to be smart or anything or question you, but how do you know that? Are you counting
that? I talked to them.
They're nice
people.
He just testified that he had 25 and you're saying he had 40.
He told me he had 40.
Okay.
2 weeks ago he told me he had 40 employees.
Okay.
And they were getting ready to move to a larger space in a different area.
Okay. Thank you.
That's
okay.
All I know.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to...
40 employees. There are between 15 and 18 vehicles that are parked in the back of his house, behind his house, yeah, every day, 6 days in a row. And those 15 or 18 are not what come in to get the vehicle, the equipment. So they stay there. They leave at night sometimes. Sometimes they go and play basketball in the court next to the big shed. I don't understand what's going on. Sometimes they have loud parties. Spread. The Reyes are great people. Their employees sometimes are not. That's all I have.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else like to speak in opposition to the application? Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Staff? Mr. Robson? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision or call the office in the morning. Our last public hearing is conditioned.